Suspense. And the producer of radio's outstanding theater of thrills, the master of mystery and adventure, William N. Robeson.
During the last 100 years, a lot of jilted young men must have killed a lot of fickle sweethearts in the great Smoky Mountains of the Carolinas. But they remain anonymous, since no one thought to write a song about them. Not so Tom Dooley. Thanks to the Kingston Trio's record of an old folk tune, poor Tom has become one of the most celebrated murderers of our day, and therefore a fitting subject for suspense. Listen, listen then, as Mr. Robert Horton stars in Tom Dooley.
Come on and go, go, go in a Plymouth, a go-car through and through. You really go, go, go for a Plymouth, and Plymouth will really go for you.
15 minutes behind the wheel. That's all it takes to convince you that the 59 Plymouth's really got it. Got the newest of new design, new sport car handling ease, new Fury performance, new get up and go. Just tell your Plymouth dealer you want to sample the go. Then you turn the key and Plymouth's new Golden Commando V8 leaps into life. Now you just push a button and go on your way to the most fun-filled 15 minutes of your driving life. See your Plymouth dealer. Take your fun drive in the 59 Plymouth real soon.
You really go, go, go for a Plymouth, and Plymouth will really go for you.
And now, Tom Dooley, starring Mr. Robert Horton, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
For the last time, Tom Dooley, don't go no further.
Don't go calling the girl that's waiting for me, cousin.
You've been away a long time, Tom.
And she's been waiting a long time. No cause to keep her waiting any longer. You go on home, Noah.
I'm staying right here.
What for?
Case I'm needed.
You're liable to stay there a real long time, cousin. Laura. Laura.
Hello, Tom. I heard you was back.
A darling, still a darling.
But I didn't know. I thought...
My darling, darling,
Laura. I thought you were dead.
Dead they were. Piled high, but not Tom Dooley.
Let go of me.
And it's true what they've been saying down at the settlement. A man came along and he gentled you.
I grieved for you like I had to do. Over a year.
A schoolmaster, they say.
I love him. That's the way things are now.
A Yankee schoolmaster.
The war's done, Tom Dooley, and the killing's done. And the hate's done.
Maybe the hate's done. I don't know yet.
I grieved for you, Tom.
Tears on you, that was your grieving. Listen to mine. The fighting and the blood and the screaming and bull running and the Manassas and killing the Yankees. And they always coming. And Virginia and Pennsylvania and the killing and leaving your own blood wherever you go.
Tom.
But you go. Because as long as you're going, you're coming back. Back here to the Smokies, back here to Laura and her pretty mouth and Laura. Laura, Laura.
No. No, I don't love you no more, Tom. I don't love you.
You're going to love me. You're going to remember
Tom,
how.
Tom, no, no.
I'm going to kill you, Laura, on account of you ain't worth those 4 years on account of you couldn't wait for your man.
Let her go, cousin. Get out of here, Noah.
You're my blood cousin, and I'm holding the gun on you, and I'm saying you got to go. I'd kill you where you stand, Tom, and no man would blame me. I would, Tom.
Yeah. I think you would. Good night, Laura.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
In a moment, we continue with the second act of Suspense.
It has the fresh, clean scent of pine. It's new. It's at your store.
What is it?
It's the best disinfectant anywhere. Kills disease germs on contact.
It's Lysol in a new pine scent.
Right. Now there's a new pine-scented Lysol. Now your home can be pine sweet and Lysol clean with genuine Lysol brand disinfectant. New pine-scented Lysol disinfects, deodorizes, deep cleans kitchen, bathroom, nursery, sick room. Keeps things fresh and sweet with no extra work. Pine-scented Lysol helps guard your home. In laboratory tests, Lysol's anti-germ action kept working for 7 full days. So try this new pine-scented Lysol. Make your home
pine sweet and Lysol clean.
You can still get regular Lysol, too.
Yeah.
And then what did he do, Tom?
Do? He just stood there like a bound boy at a husky.
Yeah, you know, Tom Williams sure missed you around the store. Why, all of us thought you was...
Thought I was dead.
What kept you, Tom? All of us come back as soon as we hear General Lee surrendering. What happened to you?
I'd never seen Pennsylvania, walked around it.
With a gal?
Just walked.
You walked too slow, Tom. Yeah, you walked a lot too slow. Laura Foster passed you right by.
Yeah, I heard.
They tell me she's learning how to read and write.
I heard that, too.
Schoolmaster, Yankee.
War's over, Jess. Fighting and hating.
Yeah, I reckon so. Hey, Noah.
Yeah, what you want, Jess?
Oh, Noah, pass that jug over here. Give your cousin a drink.
Ain't drinking no more, Jess.
Hey, now, that's kind of reason you ain't doing a lot of things. You changed, Tom.
Yeah, I guess I have.
You going to learn how to read and write? Schoolmaster says he can teach anybody as wants to learn. I hear tell a gal can learn a lot from that there schoolmaster. I reckon a feller could, too.
Better stop it, Jess.
Yeah, them Yankees are smart fellers. I reckon that's why they won the war. Yeah, they won everything, them Yankees.
You heat up my cousin, your tongue's going to turn real cold, Jess.
Be it now. And what you got to say about that, Tom?
Keep talking. I don't mind.
Well, all I can say is if and my gal started cheeking with somebody else, that's your... We'll speak of the devil. Hi, Yankee.
Morning.
What you want?
Well, I got a list here. Need some groceries.
We just been talking about you. Me, Zach, Hummin, Josh, all of us. Noah Dooley is cousin Tom, too.
Here's my list.
Why don't you read it to me, schoolteacher? I ain't got the learning.
Sack of potatoes?
Like I said, we've been talking, wondering.
Sack of sugar.
You like North Carolina, Yankee? The Carolina Knights?
Green beans and flour.
How about the North Carolina women? Pretty, ain't they? Soft.
Wait on him, Jess.
And Laura's the prettiest of them all, ain't she?
Wait on him.
Ain't she? Tom Dooley here used to think so.
The man wants to buy something, shopkeeper. Sell it to him.
I seen you walking, Yankee. You was trying to get yourself lost.
Jess!
Why'd you do that, Mr. Dooley?
We got no call to talk that way to you. I'll do my own talking. And I'm saying, I hope you and Laura will be very happy.
Laura will be glad to hear that, Mr. Dooley. Mr. Dooley?
Yes?
Laura says you can play the fiddle.
That's right.
Well, we're having a betrothal party tomorrow night.
I'll play the fiddle for you. For you and Laura.
Hey, Noah.
What you want here, Tom?
Come here a minute. Will you spell me on my fiddle a little bit, huh, Noah?
Sure, I bet you're tired fiddling 2 hours without letting up.
Spell me, cousin. Just take the fiddle, huh?
Where are you going, Tom?
Just play the fiddle pretty, cousin. Don't worry about me.
All right.
Laura.
Oh.
I didn't mean to frighten you, Laura.
Oh, that's all right.
Noah's playing me my fiddle. I saw you come out here, and I wanted to say something to you.
I wanted to talk to you, too. Paul told me what you did. They teasing him and calling him Yankee, and
oh,
you...
That was all right.
I've been hearing other things, Tom.
What sort of things?
How you're different. How you eased down and not wild so much no more. I'm glad, Tom.
But it don't make no difference to you, does it, Laura? How you feel, I mean.
No.
Laura.
Yes?
Walk with me.
No, that wouldn't be right, Tom.
Things I gotta tell you.
It wouldn't be right to listen, Tom.
Just a favor I'm asking. I'm pleading. I changed, you heard that, just a little walk, Laura.
A little walk? All right.
You remember? We used to come this way.
No talk of that, Tom.
I remember. Please don't.
Tom. Tom, you'll find a girl. There's no bitterness now, is there, Tom? Tom?
The way that water runs. From the top of the mountains to who knows where.
You'll find your girl and you'll be happy.
A man like me, Laura. A man like me never be happy.
Tom.
You're the cause, Laura. Tom. Laura, you're the cause!
Tom.
I met her on the mountain. There I took her life. Met her on the mountain. Stabbed her with my knife. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
In a moment, we continue with the third act of Suspense.
What bothers you most about a cold? For me, it's the choked up, congested feeling. In fact, science now says to clear away most cold miseries, clear away congestion. Sinus congestion that causes headaches, nasal congestion that shuts off breathing, throat phlegm with its choking discomfort, bronchial irritation that starts coughing. Yes, to clear away those cold miseries, clear away that congestion. And now, there's a specialized new medicine to do that. Fast, four-way liquid cough and cold medication. Taken as directed, with the first dose, feel sinus pressure and headache clear. Feel runny nose dry and open up. Breathe freely. Sore throat is soothed. Cough eased. Yes, four-way liquid clears away cold congestion and clears away worst cold miseries. Working through the bloodstream, it reaches all those congested areas. Because it's liquid, relief comes fast. So to clear away cold suffering, clear away congestion with new four-way liquid cough and cold medication. Get it today, only 98 cents.
Enjoying yourself, Mr. Dooley?
Huh? Oh, sure, it's a nice party you got going, Mr. Grayson.
Talk to you for a minute.
Sure. Pardon me, ma'am. What can I do for you?
Have you seen Laura?
A while ago when I was fiddling. My, she looks mighty pretty tonight.
Well, how long ago was that?
Oh, half hour maybe. Why, what's the matter?
Well, she's not in here.
Outside me.
Not that I could find.
Well, maybe
she... Help me look for her?
Well, she don't need no looking for. She'll be around.
I suppose so. Well, enjoy yourself, Mr. Dooley.
I'll do that, Miss Grayson.
Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head and cry. Oh, boy, you're bound to die.
Tom, wake up.
Huh?
Come on, Tom. Come on, wake up. Get on your feet.
Why are you waking me, cousin?
Listen here. Listen to me. Why are you waking me when it's still black outside?
You killed Laura, Tom.
What?
They found Laura snagged on a rock right under the North Falls. She was stabbed.
What are you saying, Noah?
I'm saying it, and everybody else is saying it. You put a knife to Laura.
You saw me dancing, Noah. Everybody saw me dancing.
People seen you go outside, too. They're coming after you, Tom.
Saying I killed her.
Knowing it. Knowing you're the only person had reason.
Everybody saw me dancing.
You're talking and they're coming after you. They're gonna hang you, cousin. They're gonna hang you, sure. You killed her. Didn't you?
You gotta help me.
Kill a pretty thing like Laura.
You blood kin to me, Noah. And you're gonna help me. You're gonna do what I tell you.
No, I'm not, Tom. I'm doing nothing
you're
to help you.
You're talking like a man who don't care if you die. You're going to wait till I get out of this cabin, till I get on your horse and start riding to Tennessee. Then you're going to wait some more, see?
till you hear them coming. Then you're going to get on my horse and wear my hat, and you're going to start riding in the other direction.
When you leave, I got the length of this room to decide whether to shoot you in the back. Get going.
Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head and cry. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
In a moment, we continue with the fourth act of Suspense.
Of all reading filters, cigarettes, Kent filters best. Kent filters best. It makes good sense when you smoke Kent. Kent filters best. Of all other brands of cigarettes, Kent tastes the best. Kent tastes the best. A richer taste than all the rest. Kent filters best. It makes good sense when you smoke Kent. Of all leading filters, cigarettes, Kent.
Who's there? Who's there? I see you. I'm going to shoot.
That's my friend Salmon, you might see. Me, you can't see at all because I'm at your back. Now, you just stand where you're standing.
What do you want?
You stand where you're standing and you're going to feel something. Feel it? My gun in your back. All right, Salmon, take his gun. Give it to him. Give it to him. That's it. You come out too, George. You too, Dawson.
I don't know you men. Who are you?
Yankees.
What do you want with me?
Well, we don't know, Johnny Reb. We're just down here on a visit.
You want my money, that's what.
Now, there's a thought. Where's your money, Reb?
Got none.
Got none.
Got none!
Where you come from, Reb?
From back there.
Still wearing a rebel jacket. Don't you know the war is over?
War's over, but it's so fun.
You're still enjoying it. Living off the fat of southern land. Won a war, we did, Reb. And we're enjoying it.
I got no more quarrel with you, Yank. Just let me alone.
Once you had a quarrel. Where did you fight, Reb?
Manassas, Gettysburg.
Take a look at the wood I wear for a leg, Reb. Change them at Manassas. A Reb bullet. You shoot that bullet?
Maybe I did,
yeah. Yeah. You got us a brave one, Selman. Make him cry a little.
Sure. Oh!
Get up, Reb. Get up! That's entertainment. That's all we're looking for, Reb. You dance, Reb? I bet you do. I'll tell you what. You dance for us. Dawson!
Yeah?
Get us a rope.
You got no cause to hang me.
For dancing purposes. You do us a do-si-do on the air from that tree over there.
Let him alone.
Huh? Who are you?
A Yankee. Like you. Isn't that right, Tom?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Grayson.
I'm a Yankee, gentlemen. A Yankee who says with this rifle that the hating is over. Leave this man alone and get out.
All right, men. Get.
Oh. Mr. Grayson, they were going to kill me. I'm grateful to you.
Grateful? For what?
For saving my life.
You're going right back to where you come from. To where you killed Laura. You walk ahead of my horse. Or I'll shoot you where you stand. You're going to die legal, Tom Dooley. Now move.
Some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Suspense, in which Robert Horton starred in William N. Robeson's production of Tom Dooley, written by Morton Fine and David Friedkin. Supporting Robert Horton in Tom Dooley were Hilda Hart, Norm Alden, Robert Easton, Carl Swenson, and Joe DeSantis. Listen. Listen again next week when we return with Mr. John Lund in For Old Time's Sake. Another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
This is the CBS Radio Network.